in order to quell and to put down a rebellion in northern Scotland, the British government under the then King started to open negotiations with the Scottish Jacobite leaders. The clans in Scotland at the end of the 17th century still swore allegiance to James, and so the Williamite government sought their support, and to secure the support amongst the various clan leaders in the Highlands and the Lowlands of Scotland. And all the leaders of the clans were given a deadline of the 31st of December 1691 to sign this oath of allegiance. And if they failed to do so by that deadline, they would feel the full force of the extremities of the law, and ultimately they would be put to death. And over that period of time, one by one, each of the clan leaders signed the proclamation. But one of the leaders, by the name of MacLean, held out to the bitter end. Yet just a day or two before the deadline, he started to make his way to Fort William in Scotland to sign the allegiance on behalf of his clan. When he got there, he was told that he would have to take it to the civil magistrate, who at that time was in Inverary. MacLean pleaded with the officials. He says, "I'm not going to make it there in time. The time is almost up. The deadline will soon be passed. I'll have to go through all the snow and all the depths of winter, and I'll not get there in time." He turned to MacLean and said, "Well, you need to get there in time, or else you will face death." And so he made it for Inverary, through the depths of winter and through the snow. And when he got there, he realized the civil magistrate wasn't there. It was a time of holiday, and there was no one there to receive his oath of allegiance. By this stage, it was now 3 days into the new year. The deadline that had been set was passed. MacLean, on behalf of his clan, had made the effort to go, but he made it too late. And on the 12th of February, a group of soldiers loyal to the government descended on Glencoe, where MacLean and the MacDonald clan were. And the next day, MacLean and 38 members of his clan were put to death. The reason given, that they had failed to meet the deadline that was set. They had every intention, although it was too late, of signing that oath of allegiance. You see, they didn't make the preparation that was needed, and it cost them their lives. What spiritual gospel applications and teachings there are in that story. Because so many are planning to get saved, planning to sign up for God, as it were, but they will leave it too late. You think that you will get saved when it suits you. You think that you will get saved when it is appealing to you. But the problem is that you could leave it too late and your opportunity could be passed. And thinking that you'll get there, thinking that it will all work out in time, and thinking that everything will just go all right, and yet pass over the deadline and be lost. In the words of our text tonight, Paul, the Apostle Paul is encouraging young Timothy to come to visit him in Rome where he is before the weather turns bad, before the opportunity passes him by. Paul wanted to see Timothy, wanted to speak to him. It was the desire of the old apostle that his younger brother and colleague in the ministry would come and spend some time with him in Rome. And in so doing, he made this statement in verse 21, "Do thy diligence to come before winter." In other words, come before it is too late. And I want this evening to take and to lift these words out of their context in which they're set here in verse 21. And I want to apply them this evening in the gospel. Because there's a very clear and a very concise gospel application in these words. The Lord tonight is calling to you, sinner, in this meeting, and he's saying to you, do your diligence, do your utmost to come before winter. In other words, come to Christ, be saved before it is too late. Do thy diligence to come before winter. As we consider this verse tonight, I want you to see, first of all, with me here, that there is an impassioned plea. An impassioned plea. Look at verse 21 again. He says, do thy diligence to come before winter. Paul saying to young Timothy, come. Here Paul is speaking, of course, as the father figure. He's speaking with love and concern to Timothy, and he says, come. It would be of immense benefit, it would be of great help to Timothy to come and to see Paul. What a blessing it would be to his soul, to his life, to his ministry, if he were to come and spend time with the Apostle Paul. That he might listen to him, that he might learn from him. His life would be blessed if Timothy came. And you know, tonight in the gospel, Almighty God, our Creator, our Maker, the one who planned and purposed redemption, what does he say to you, sinner? He issues the invitation to you tonight, and he says, come. It will be of great benefit and blessing to your soul if you would come, you would leave where you are. Leave your sin and come to him. You look at that word come there. It speaks of a separation. There was a distance between Paul and between Timothy. And so in order for that distance to be bridged and overcome, Timothy had to come. And you see tonight in the gospel center, there is a separation between you and God. The old prophet tells us that your sins have separated between you and God. Your iniquities have kept you apart from God. As you sit in this meeting tonight, in your sin, you are separated from God. That distance between Paul and Timothy was some considerable length, but it is nothing compared to the difference between the sinner and God. Tonight, sinner, there is an immeasurable separation between you and God, immeasurable in so many ways because you're so far from him. Yet God in his grace and his mercy is so close to you tonight, and he calls you, he commands you, come, come. He's longing that you would be saved. He's desiring that you would leave that place of sin tonight and come to him. How often has he called you? How often has he pleaded with you? How often has he invited you to come? You know, one of the sweetest words in the gospel tonight is that little word, come. The gospel of Jesus Christ is not a gospel that tells you to go away, try a little better, do a little more. The gospel of Jesus Christ simply calls you tonight, come, come as you are. Come with haste, come with urgency, come tonight. Sinner, will you not come to Jesus Christ? Sinner, will you not leave your sin tonight? Will you not be done with your sin? And will you not come to him? There's an invitation here in this plea. But there's also a reconciliation in this plea. Paul longed to meet with Timothy. He longed to be brought together with him. And tonight in the gospel, the Lord desires you to be reconciled to him. The first occurrence of this word come in the Word of God is found away back in the book of Genesis in the chapter 7 and the verse 1. In the previous chapter, we have the account of the ark being built. And Noah has prepared that ark, and Noah has preached for those 120 years. And he has told men and women that God's wrath was coming, that the judgment was going to fall, the flood was coming, and the only place of safety, the only place of security was going to be found in the ark that he was building. And in Genesis chapter 7 and the verse 1, the Lord, not Noah, the Lord issues the invitation, and we have that first use of the word come. He says, come, thou and all thy family, into the ark. God's judgment was going to fall. God's wrath was about to come. Noah had warned. Noah had preached. Noah had prepared. The work was done. The work was completed. The ark was ready. All that Noah and the people of his day had to do was come. And as they would come, they would be reconciled. Oh, praise God tonight that all that is needful and necessary to save your soul from sin has been completed. Because on an old rugged cross, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, shed his blood and gave his life that you might be saved, that you might be reconciled to God. That gap between you and God might be overcome. The work is finished tonight. Reconciliation is available tonight if you will but come. You see, tonight the way of reconciliation to God, the way that your sins can be covered and cleansed, the way that you can be assured of heaven and the assurance of forgiveness of God is only through Jesus Christ, his atoning work on the cross. Christ cried, finished, that the sinner might come. Hymn writer said, I must needs go home by the way of the cross. Oh, there's no other way but this. I shall ne'er get sight of the gates of light if the way of the cross I miss. And sinner, tonight, while he bids you come, he bids you to come the way of the cross, because there is no other way. There is no other way that your sins can be forgiven. There is no other way that you can be reconciled to God. Christ gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world. Christ finished the work he came to do so that the sinner might come to God through him. Don't come your own way. Don't come the way that seems convenient and suitable for you. Come the way of the cross tonight. Come to Jesus Christ. Trust him and him alone. All that has been needed and all that is needed to save your soul, to make you ready for the wrath of God which is coming, has been accomplished and attained through Jesus Christ at the cross. And because everything is ready now, he says, come. Come. He pleads with you tonight earnestly, sincerely, genuinely, come. Come now. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord of hosts. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Come. Come ye to the waters, he that hath no money, come ye and buy. Come. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Tonight in the gospel, tonight in this meeting, the Lord invites you, he calls you, come. Come to him. I'm not telling you tonight to come to a church. I'm not telling you tonight to come to some sort of system of religion. I'm telling you tonight to come to Jesus Christ. For he's the only one that can save you. There is the impassioned plea. But secondly, I want you to see as well, there is the important pursuit. The important pursuit. Look at verse 21 again. He says, do thy diligence to come. Not just come, but make every effort to come. It means to exert every fiber of your being in coming. It means to make haste. In other words, come, but hurry up. Time is running out. Don't hold back. Don't put it off. Come, and come immediately. You see, this was the opportune time for Timothy to come. Before the winter set in, and before it would be impossible for him to make that journey to Rome to see Paul. And so he should make every effort to come. But to come now. Do thy diligence. Sinner, in this meeting tonight, the best time, the most opportune time, but more importantly than that, the only time you have is now. Now. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Today, he says, if ye hear his voice, harden not your heart. This is your only time. This is your only opportunity to come and be saved. Maybe someone in this meeting tonight thinks a little like MacLean thought all those years ago in Scotland, that he would come, but he would come when it suited him. Come when it was okay for him to come. The Lord says, ye shall seek me and not find me. Because there is such a reality of passing over God's deadline. Of hearing the call and not obeying the call, and the voice of God to fall silent, and for you to live on in sin and to be lost in sin because you fail to come. God was calling. You can't sin away your day of grace. God's day, God's time of opportunity can pass. You can cross over God's deadline and his spirit cease to strive. Did he not say to those in Noah's day, my spirit shall not always strive? What an awful thing it would be for someone in this meeting, having been under conviction of sin, realized you're a sinner, realized you're lost, and yet not to come to Christ and pass over God's deadline, and then be lost in hell for all eternity. For God's Spirit to cease to strive with you. You'd be left to die in your sin without hope, without Christ. Oh, sinner, tonight you need to come, but you need to hurry up in your coming. You need to come now. You need to strive to enter in at the straight gate. You need to come before it is too late. You need to come. You need to be diligent in this matter. This is something that you can't afford to be negligent about. Oh, these are the matters of heaven and hell. These are the matters of glory or despair. These are the matters about the eternal destiny of your eternal soul. You need to strive to come. Maybe you need to get past the people tonight for you to come. Maybe there are those that are holding you back. Maybe there are those tonight you think, if I were to get saved, what would they think? Friendships might be different. Relationships might be different. And you don't want to upset the apple cart. Things are fine as they are, but you know you need to be saved. But if you were to get saved, it would bring a change, and you don't want that. Sinner tonight, whoever it is that's holding you back from coming to Christ, can I tell you, in love to your soul, they are not worth going to hell over. Whoever it is that's standing in your way tonight, they are not worth losing your soul in hell for. You need to get past the people and get to Christ. If others want to go to hell, then let them. But you come now to Christ. Maybe you need to get past the pride. Those thoughts in your heart, I really still don't need this salvation. And pride is keeping you from God. Pride will ultimately end you in a lost eternity. You need to get past the people, perhaps. Maybe you need to get past the pride. Maybe you need to get past the pleasures. The things of this old world, the vices of this world, the booze or the bookies, you don't want to give them up. You'd rather hold on to them and lose your soul. You're trading your soul tonight, eternal soul, for a moment of pleasure, and listen, you're getting shortchanged. Paul said to Timothy, do thy diligence to come. He had to make every effort to come. And sinner, this evening, you need to make every effort to come to Jesus Christ. It's not enough to know that you need to be saved. You need to be saved tonight, because there may not be another night. There may not be another time. There is a decision to be made tonight. How long halt ye between two opinions? How long will you hold on to your sin? You need to come, but you need to come now. There is an impassioned plea here. There is an immediate pursuit here. But finally, as we close, I want us to notice that there is an impending period here. Do thy diligence to come before winter. Before winter. This was the period that was coming. A time when it would be impossible for Timothy to come to Rome. Winter was approaching, and the journey across the Mediterranean would have been perilous. It would have been dangerous. And so Paul says, come. Come now. Before you can't come at all. Before it's too dangerous. Before it's too risky. Because if you don't come, you won't get. There was danger, there was death and delay. Come before winter. The seasons of each year have a very important spiritual application as well, of course, of having a very important practical application. The springtime is that time of new life. And then the summer is that time of putting off and resting. And then the autumn time is the time of reaping. What does the winter season speak about? It speaks about death. Things that bloomed in the spring and summer no longer bloom. There was a time of death coming. And sinner, in this meeting tonight, you are under the death sentence of God. He says tonight in His Word that he that believeth not is condemned already. Already, as you sit in this meeting, you are under a death sentence, condemned. And it's only by the grace of God that you're not lost. In the Scriptures, we're told to consider the little ant. That little insect, go to the ant, thou sluggard, the wise man tells us. Consider her ways, be wise. She provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest for that time when they are not able to do anything. For that time of death and dearth, there is a preparation that is needed. And sinner, tonight there's a preparation that is needed in your heart and life. You need to prepare to meet your God. You need to prepare to stand before Him. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. You've maybe made every plan as far as your earthly and worldly affairs are concerned. And you've it all laid out in some solicitor's office. And you know exactly who's going to get what and who's not going to get what. Everything's laid up materially. But as far as the spiritual is concerned, you've never made any preparation. You're still in your sin tonight. You're not ready for that time of your death which would come. Oh, time is now fleeting, and the moments they're passing from you and from me. Shadows are gathering and death beds are coming. They're coming for you and for me. Sinner, you're nearer hell tonight than you've ever been. You're closer to the flames of a lost eternity tonight than you've ever been. Many summers you've wasted. Ripened harvests you've seen. Winter snows by spring have melted, yet you linger in your sin. You see, there was an opportunity for Timothy that would be missed if he didn't come immediately. The reality is tonight that this is the closest that we have all been to that winter period of our life, the time of our death. Thank God tonight for those of us that are saved. We're nearer heaven than we've ever been. But sinner, tonight you're nearer hell than you've ever been to. Still under God's wrath, still under His condemnation. Therefore tonight, be in time before it is too late. Oh, you know, you wouldn't argue with anybody that death is coming. But what if it were to be tonight? What if the death angel were to visit you tonight? Take breath from your body. Call you out into eternity. And you enter that winter period of your life. Where would you be? Where would you be? All this night, sinner, do your diligence to come. Come before it's too late. Tonight, come to Jesus Christ. Don't waste another moment in your sin. Don't linger any longer under the wrath of God. Tonight, Christ is willing, but more than that, he's able to save you. If only you will come to him. Young person, older person, is it not time you were saved? Is it not time you were right with God? Is it not time that you left your sin behind and say, Lord, I'm coming? And him that cometh, he says, I will in no wise cast out. Even though you've rejected him all this time, he'll not turn you away. Will you come tonight? Will you come and be saved? Should this be the last gospel meeting you ever sit in? How is it with your soul? Do thy diligence to come before winter. Let's bow in prayer. And as we bring our meeting to a conclusion very shortly, we'll sing one final hymn in a moment. We'll close in prayer and then you will be free to go. But whatever you do tonight, don't leave this place without the Savior. Don't leave this place still in your sin. Don't leave this place the same way you came in. Tonight, come to Christ. If you'd like to speak to us, by all means do that. We can take you privately and show you from the Word of God the way of salvation. But where you are tonight, you can call upon him. You can come to him. Someone else in the meeting you know that's saved, speak to them. Whatever you do tonight, don't go away without Christ. Be in time. Come tonight. Eternal God and our Father, we thank thee this evening for the instruction of the Word of God. We thank the Lord tonight that you have made provision for the sinner to come the way of the cross, to come to Christ, the one who offered himself there. Calvary's cross is the only sacrifice and substitute for our sin. Oh God, we pray tonight. Sinners will come to thee. Lord, before it is too late, before the voice of God would fall silent and the Spirit of God would stop striving, before, Lord, they'd cross over thy deadline, God, give grace, give help for the sinner to come tonight. Do thine own work, we pray. We leave the issues of this meeting with thee. In the Savior's name we ask. Amen.